mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, you're now into the second hour of this worldwide broadcast. Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, we're here live, back from 9 to midnight. That's 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mountain, or 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Again, thank you for joining us. The websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. I know we have loaded phone lines. Your calls are coming up in the next segment on any issue you'd like to discuss. But the last hour, I put out a question to the listeners, to the callers. You can talk about whatever you want, any news item, any question, any comment, if you disagree with me. You know, free speech, folks. But I do want you to talk about the greatest crimes of this illegitimate government. I mean, I talk about the CDC documents admitting deadly thimerosal mercury levels, brain damaging children, and how they want to cover it up. Their own admitted corporate documents, corporate minutes. All the biological and chemical testing on the American people that's admitted and declassified. Black men and syphilis with the Tuskegee experiment, not treating them for 50 years, telling them they were, letting them spread it as well. Uranium, plutonium pills to pregnant wives of GIs to see what it would do to their babies. I mean, just hundreds of examples of crimes and corruption and things that have systematically been done by these social Darwinists, these Malthus control freaks that are in control of the New World Order. All the things they've been caught doing. And then I asked the police and the military, you know, how do you serve these people? How do you violate the Constitution? How do you violate your oath? How do you butcher America? We've got to get outside this phony left-right debate and realize that. Also, NATO spy planes, ships, and weapons of mass destruction unit to guard Olympics. This is all part of the mass conditioning. NATO has agreed to provide sophisticated military assets to help Greece secure the Olympic Games. Again, there'll be a big advertisement like at the last few Super Bowls with troops and tanks and ski masks. This equals safety, not tyranny. In a statement, NATO said it will send airborne early warning aircraft, or AWACS, like they did here after 9/11, for air surveillance. The statement did not cite the number of planes, but earlier officials said 3 AWACS would be sent. NATO also said it would send ships to Greece for maritime surveillance. The ships will be sent through NATO's Operation Active Endeavor, which patrols the Mediterranean Sea to prevent Al-Qaeda, that means Al-Qaeda, and related insurgency activities. In addition, NATO said it would deploy elements of the alliance's Chemical, Biological, Radiological, Nuclear Defense Battalion. That battalion had been based in the Czech Republic. So, a giant advertisement for martial law. Speaking of martial law, sweeping new Iraq laws allows for martial law. Again, the globalists appoint a government that then declares martial law and secret arrest and everything else, and that's freedom. And we have top generals talking about doing that here in the U.S. Oil prices fall to $190 a gallon, national average, which is still incredibly high, but people will now, I guess, accept that because it at least isn't, you know, $215 a gallon. I already covered the fact of this AP article about U.S. troops drowning a teenager just for enjoyment. Just to show the mindset they've been trained to carry out. Pretty scary, folks. These guys will be coming back here to be police officers. Meanwhile, Norway protests child abuse in Iraq. Norwegian authorities reacted with shock and disgust yesterday to a documentary on German TV that American soldiers allegedly have been holding children in prisons in Iraq and abusing them as well, including torture, my friend, in front of their parents. That's the new freedom. You don't believe it? The CIA bragged 2 years ago in the Washington Post they were doing that, back when they thought we were all sold on it. Joseph Mengele tortured children, folks. So I guess he was good then. If you're patriotic, Joseph Mengele's good. Well, I guess I'm not patriotic then. I'm against torturing anybody, much less innocent children. As young as 12 years of age. Oh, I can't even read any more of this, what they did to these girls. Boy, I tell you. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with your calls and a ton of other vital news. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Stay began with a special service
to rescue the hostages to have
is headed for
in the war on terror until they're credited
for Senator.
Not getting all the news that's fit to print due to mainstream press censors? Then subscribe to America's newspaper, the American Free Press. No censors, no spin doctors, and no government snoops here. Just honest news that affects you. The American Free Press supports what the majority of Americans want, like lower taxes, stopping illegal immigration, and ending our meddling in foreign affairs. The American Free Press supports the American people, and now you can become a subscriber to the AFP with an incredible offer. Sign up today and receive the original first 19 issues on CD plus two copies of the Citizens Rulebook as our gift with your one-year subscription. A one-year subscription is only $59. Call toll-free 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109. That's 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109 or visit GCNLive.com and click on the American Free Press banner.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The New World Order is a global organized crime hereditary syndicate. They own the big PR firms, dominate most of the media, have trained us to be a bunch of gullible slaves who will fight like heck in massive denial to ignore the historical fact that tyrants love to rule and dominate. And they're setting up a world taxation, world regulation system. Oregon and other states about to come out with the satellite tracker taxation boxes. All being announced, all happening. We've got to resist this thing. They control both the political parties. And under George Bush, every Clinton policy has been massively accelerated, from signing back on to UNESCO and the UN, to saying we'll go under the International Criminal Court after putting out all this anti-criminal court rhetoric, doubling the rate of growth in government, to doubling any previous record level, campaign finance reform, restricting the First Amendment. Bush says he'll sign the assault weapons ban. Bush wants the biggest blanket amnesty ever seen. We know Kerry will do all this too, but at least conservatives won't call us liberals when Kerry's in office when we're resisting it. They understand that. And just the out-of-control arrogance of power, the abuse of power, the looting of the Pentagon, $1.2 trillion missing in the last 8 years under Clinton and Bush, and it's accelerated under Bush. and it just writes a few AP articles on a news wire. Oh, the Pentagon admits $1.2 trillion is missing, but it's no big deal. Instead, they're going to prosecute some captain who stole $5,000 worth of computers. Boy, they're really going after corruption. Sick, people. These are the issues. And look at this article, then we'll go to the calls. This is on, again, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. UN will take over the Internet to keep you safe, Associated Press. It'll just keep you safe, boy. The United Nations is aiming to bring a modern-day epidemic of junk email under control within the next 2 years by standardizing of legislation around the world to make it easier to prosecute, a leading expert said yesterday. And again, the UN's trying to take over ICANN that regulates the net. They're claiming control of the net. They're claiming that they're going to dominate who can have what domain name. It's what they're declaring is horrible. So see, they're going to grow the net, get everybody on it, then start the taxation and regulation. We have an epidemic on our hands that we need to learn how to control. The UN also wants to control free speech on the net, by the way. We have an epidemic on our hands that we need to learn how to control, Robert Horton, the acting chief of the Australian Communications Authority, told reporters. International cooperation is the ultimate goal. The International Telecommunications Union is hosting a meeting on spam in Geneva this week that brings together regulators from 60 countries as well as various international organizations, including the Council of Europe and the World Trade Organization. The UN agency said it would put forward examples of anti-spam legislation, which countries can adopt to make cross-border cooperation easier. By the way, they've called for like 5 years in prison. The U.S. government's trying to push that too. If you send an unsolicited email, then they'll selectively enforce that. And, you know, we're such a whining society of babies that you go along with the telemarketing laws. It'll get to where you can't randomly call somebody if you want to. Or if they complain, you get arrested. They're pushing these spam rules. I don't spam people, and I get spammed all the time. I've had to shut down Internet, email addresses because of it. But don't, again, the road to hell is paved with gullible people buying the propaganda of those that say they have good intentions when they don't. They're going to come in and regulate and run your life. It's the same with everything. Oh, a kid got shot by a gun. Let's ban guns. Children are dying every year in cars getting locked in. Let's have an infrared camera hooked into the police department to where if a person's in the car, it'll call the police, and then we'll all be watched by cameras, but it'll save children. Incredible. And it goes on, top priority is pornographic material that may come to the attention of children, said Horton. Meanwhile, the UN's busy kidnapping and running the giant industrialized kidnapping rings and caught in massive Russian child snuff films. That's been in the Italian news, leads back to Hollywood, and then no one gets in trouble. And this is incredible. But then they'll go, boss somebody they claim surf something. Top priority is pornographic material that may come to the attention of children, said Horton, who was running the meeting. I think it's time we did something formally about this. We will have to come to some sort of general understanding. And again, it's offensive. There'll be an email saying, your password. Hi, it's mom. Please respond. You click on it, and it's, flashing pornography. Anybody who's read email, that's happened to you. Not to mention all the stuff from Nigeria saying, I'll give you $15 million if you wire me $2,000. I'm the prince over here. I have to get my money out of the country. These idiots actually buy into that. One guy I know thought that it was the government secretly trying to bribe him to stop his Patriot activities. Look, I've been offered $15 million. I said, I get 20 of those a day, buddy. The Viagra ads, what's the other ones? Mortgage ads. I'll have 10, 15 spam for every real email. But, again, the UN's going to come save us, and the UN has called, agreed with France. They tried to force Yahoo 2 years ago to not let people sell war memorabilia on their websites. Again, they said that you shouldn't be able to sell a Nazi medal, sell a German dagger. The Smithsonian's full of those. The Pacific War Museum in Fredericksburg, Texas is full of it. Are they Nazis? No. My gosh, I may be arrested under the International Criminal Court for admitting this, but I went to a flea market back when I was a teenager, and I bought an American medal, a British medal, and a Nazi medal. And somewhere in a box of junk in the attic, I have a Nazi medal. I thought it was really interesting to own a piece of history. I think it's interesting. But again, that is Nazi behavior, according to them. I'm not joking here. They've arrested British farmers who've put out, you know, pamphlets talking about how horrible French produce is. Don't buy French. You know, it's garbage. Well, that's xenophobic. You just criticize the French. We're going to arrest you. Remember the BBC reporter we had on, the host of A Man and His Dog, a rural affairs show? He got up in a speech and said, rural communities deserve the same special rights as Muslims and homosexuals. And the Scotland Yard diversity unit arrested him and said, using the word homosexual is derogatory. I have that audio interview and the BBC article about it, about how great and normal it was, in the audio file section of PrisonPlanet.com. That was 2 years ago. I mean, I just use these examples because you think it's about, you know, some skinhead screaming the N-word over and over, you know, with one tooth in his head, and you go, oh, just censor that skinhead. No, no, no. You can't censor him. You can't censor Metra saying that, you know, take over America with flying banners of white people's heads cut off. I have video of that out in California at rallies. That's their right, people. Because if you take their rights away to do that, the toothless Metra of the toothless Klan, then you lose your right. Oh, and again, they go on to administer all of this, they need a global internet email tax, which Microsoft is proposing, of course, to be paid into the UN, and it's only a small fee, a penny an email, but then it's 5 cents an email, 20 cents an email, when it doesn't cost them anything. The bandwidth in an email is, I was talking to my web guy, I think it's like a, I forget what he, it's like some micro, you know, tiny fraction of a cent. It's like hundreds of emails per penny. just incredible. Oh, but we've got to charge you a penny an email. Okay, I should I go to calls, and I'm now getting off into this. Let's talk to Jahan. I believe that's how you pronounce it. Okay, put him on hold. We'll skip him. When he's got his radio off, we'll go back to him. Kelly in Texas. Kelly, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to ask you about this film that was made in 1974 in Austin, The Chainsaw Massacre. I've heard that there was FBI files which, you know, said that there was an actual crime that happened in 1973 or something, and you live in Austin, so I wanted to ask you that question. And also, I found your videos on eBay for a good price, too.
Yeah, we don't authorize people to do that. And,
right.
I tell people they can make copies, they can put it on the web, just don't charge for it because I can't compete with that. I mean, literally, I won't be here if people don't buy my videos. And I give away as much as I can because my number one mission is getting the word out. But we do need some seed money, and I hope people will buy my films. But, yes, there really was a Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I mean, there's FBI files that admit this, and they're covered up and they're secret, right?
No, I mean, it's common knowledge in Texas.
Let me finish, that
a group of college students' car broke down, and they got cut up with chainsaws by a satanic cult. And they made the movie out of that.
I went and visited all the film locations in Austin, and...
Well, it wasn't in Austin.
Well, the film was made in Austin. I went and visited all the film locations. So where was it at, the real one?
You know, I've read about it, seen it on TV, and I can't remember, but I even know the guy that played Leatherface.
Okay, I just wanted to ask you that. I'll let you go. Thank you.
Hey, I appreciate the call. Interesting call, Kelly. You say the files are covered up. I would imagine just a search on it with him. No, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre really happened. I don't remember all the details. I just know it's a true story, folks. Let's talk to Maggie in Texas. Maggie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, welcome.
Oh, hi. Hi, Alex.
Hey.
Hey, back to Thimerosal. I've been waiting for you to bring this up again. You mentioned two shots that still contain that and may even have increased the...
Well, it's not just two. It's MMR.
What's the early... What is that? Measles?
Measles, mumps, rubella, and the flu shot they pushed so hard has 250 times. I kept saying 215 times when this came out 6 months ago. We reposted the article. I read it a few weeks ago. It's 250 times what it was before.
Wow. Is it still up there?
Yes, it's in the... Tell you what, stay there. We'll talk. I'll tell you where to get it. It's in the PrisonPlanet.com Brave New World section, subsection, killer vaccines. Be right back. Stay with us.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck, too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of MT Oil Additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. MT Oil Additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. MT Oil Additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components. Even in two-cycle engines. MT Oil Additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with MT Oil Additive. Diesel engines thrive on it, too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
Yeah, if you go to PrisonPlanet.com, there's little subsections up at the top. New World Order, Satanic Elite, Nazi USA. And you click on the one that says Brave New World, and then there's a bunch of subsections there, and it'll say vaccines. You click on that, and there's a whole bunch of stuff right there on that subject. The CDC admitting it, saying they got to cover it up. Increasing the level to 250 times. So what they did is they, when everybody got wise to this, when we've been wise forever, but when it got people started waking up, they started taking it out of some of the vaccines, the little known ones, little used ones. But then the ones that really get pushed, that almost everybody gets, that target children, they radically increased it. And, yes, we have mainstream news articles. One of them is Associated Press about that there on the site. Anything else, Maggie?
I just wanted to mention that I have a reporter on a very top mainstream newspaper who will be interested and would be interested possibly in covering this story, provided I can show him proof that will convince him. The angle of the story he'd be covering is they said they took it out and they didn't take it out. And I know he has a toddler, so he's interested, very much interested in this subject.
Well, that's how we take this country and the world back, is by good people like you getting in touch with their contacts and you know, putting pressure on them with the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's my idea, exactly. So if I can, are these documents right up to date now?
I mean, it's a bunch of news articles right there.
Okay, I will do that research. Thank you so much, Alex.
Okay, I appreciate the call. Let's go ahead now and talk to Don in Pennsylvania. Don, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. It is a pleasure to talk to you again, finally.
Good to talk to you, my friend.
Thank you, sir. I called a while back, and I was saying you were wrong about Mr. Lay in the play, not being in trouble. I have some good news. You see, there's a private energy company somewhere in the western states. I think it's one of those that Enron's trying to sue for not letting them get away with their fraud. Have you read a lot about that lately?
Well, I know that CNN said 2 weeks ago they may indict Kenneth Lay. I hope that happens.
Yeah, a private fuel company invested the time and the money and the effort into transcribing recorded conversations between their brokers and Enron's agents or brokers or whatever you call them, because they have to record the conversations.
Yeah, well, a bunch of those tapes and videotapes have been released.
Yeah, and a company has invested in transcribing them, and now there's actual evidence that could indict him. So there is yet hope. Secondly, if I may, you've heard the Daryl Civic story, am I correct? A lot of people may have heard about that.
I'm losing my mind. I know Daryl Civic, I think what was the case? I can't remember.
A few weeks back, his house and his gun shop and his radio station were raided by the DATF.
That's right. Up in Pennsylvania, he was running a micro. People know it as a pirate.
Yes, sir.
And then they claimed, that wasn't the issue, they claimed that he was making guns fully automatic, and I talked to a local newspaper reporter and told him I don't know the guy, but that it sounded like a fraud to me.
Yeah. Well, he's been having some difficulty health-wise. I'm not going to go into any details. That's his privacy. But his wife put an article in the local newspaper asking if anyone can help her with funding of his legal defense and maybe other bills.
Well, I got a fax from some of those folks, and then it was all smeared. I didn't get the phone number. I wish the people over there would contact me again.
Oh, if I call back later with their phone number, could I please call back and leave that with your people in your office off the air?
Yeah, that's fine. No, but I'd like to get Mr. Civic's wife on.
Yeah, I could. She may be listening to you now. They run the radio station that I listen to you on.
Well, a little micro. What's it called? Braveheart, right?
Braveheart, yes, sir.
Why don't you give me that number during the break? I'll call, try to get her on the next hour.
I need to go grab a phone book then. One moment, please. And one more thing.
He had a gun shop in town, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what they came after
him.
And
they're having to liquidate that to defend him. And they're just in a bad way, and what they're doing is wrong. This guy is an okay guy.
Well, supposedly he's an older guy, no criminal record. His family's been in the city forever.
Forever,
according
to
the newspaper. And I was interviewed by a local newspaper reporter. Was that ever published?
In the Meadville Tribune? I'm sorry to plug a name there, but no, not
no,
that.
No, it was another. You can plug whatever you want. It was another newspaper.
Well, there would be the Erie Times News. They seem to be following it, but I haven't read anything in that. I've been trying to follow it as close as I can.
Yeah.
A coworker of mine dates his son. They don't deserve this. They're the best people on earth. I'll be glad to give you that phone number just as soon as I...
Yeah, well, we'll put you on hold and get that. I appreciate... anything else?
We thank God for you and everybody else with GCN every day. Thanks. I'll get that phone number while I go on hold.
Yeah, because I was wanting to get a hold of him a few months ago when that happened, and I never could get a hold of him. I asked a local newspaper reporter for their number. He said he'd call me back, and there I missed the call or something happened. I'm so busy, it's just out of control. But thank you. Do me a favor, Scott. Get him on hold and get the name of the woman and his wife, and I want to get her on, get that phone number. All right, folks, we'll be back, and we'll go to Tyson and TJ and many others, 1-800-259-9231. And the website's prisonplanet.tv. Bunch of news coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Day began with a special service.
The rescue of the hostages to have
is headed for
the war on terror until they are credited.
Senator.
Not getting all the news that's fit to print due to mainstream press censors? Then subscribe to America's newspaper, the American Free Press. No censors, no spin doctors, and no government snoops here. Just honest news that affects you. The American Free Press supports what the majority of Americans want, like lower taxes, stopping illegal immigration, and ending our meddling in foreign affairs. The American Free Press supports the American people, and now you can become a subscriber to the AFP with an incredible offer. Sign up today and receive the original first 19 issues on CD plus two copies of the Citizens Rulebook as our gift with your one-year subscription. A one-year subscription is only $59. Call toll-free 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109. That's 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109, or visit GCNLive.com and click on the American Free Press banner.
The sun is getting brighter and the days are getting longer. Summer's just around the corner. What are your plans for it? Fishing, gardening, camping, I'm sure you'll spend more time enjoying the outdoors. And I'm sure the ticks and mosquitoes will spend more time enjoying you. It's not just itching and scratching we have to worry about. Now there's incurable illnesses like Lyme disease and the West Nile virus. DEET is proven to keep the bugs away, but it's also proven to cause brain damage in laboratory animals. That's not a choice I want to make, and I don't have to. Thanks to Natural Answer, available at naturalanswer.com. You'll get a 100% natural, DEET-free insect repellent formulated by a mother concerned with the well-being of her children. Natural Answer remembers our beloved pets as well. Visit naturalanswer.com for your dogs, cats, and livestock too. Make the right choice. Choose all natural, DEET-free Natural Answer for your family this summer. Visit the web at naturalanswer.com or call 254-235-8747. That's 254-235-8747. Call today.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring independence. They laid their bodies down.
Laid their bodies down.
In a bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty for their descendants.
For their descendants.
Thank God for the renegades.
For the renegades.
Free today, my friends.
Free today. Thanks to the renegades.
We're free today.
We're free today.
Thank God for the renegades. All right, my friends, Alex Jones here, back live. Are you a renegade? Do you stand up against this New World Order evil? We're talking to Don in Pennsylvania. We're going to get a phone number from him, but he hung up, or we disconnected him on accident. Don, if you can call back with that number to Daryl Civic's wife, we'll get her on, because I've been meaning to do that for months. But we're about to go back to Tyson, TJ, Ishmael, and Vince, and others. Before we do that, though, I was about to make a joke about, hey, Ishmael, how's Queequeg doing, or Captain Ahab? I'm sorry, you have to have read Moby Dick to know what I'm talking about. I'm weird. But before we get off into all of that, let me tell you about some of the other news that we've got here that we need to go over. Walmart's muscle advancing use of RFIDs. Again, they're 30-plus percent of the U.S. retail market, a large portion of the global retail market, and they're ordering all their suppliers. They did this 3 years ago. That by 2004, they had to switch over to RFID, every product. Some have refused. They're about a year behind, but by next year, every product will have it, and already thousands do. From razors to Campbell soup cans to Procter & Gamble products, and little tracker chips that track you and your family. And, of course, the military just said they don't want these Coke cans on base that have this GPS in them, saying it could be a spy device. So this is, yeah, spying on the American people. So we'll get into that article. Also, here in my stack, Bush's former professor says he's not qualified to be president. September 11th panel repeats Iraq Osama tie week. Few detainees in Iraq are foreign fighters. U.S. security removed uranium from Iraq. Blair admits Saddam weapons of mass destruction may never be found. A mixed reaction from troops to Pentagon announcement that mandatory anthrax and smallpox vaccination program will be reinstated. Psychiatry and schools, mental hygiene of the 21st century. About the mass drugging, CIA knew there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. New York Times were ordered to lie by Lord Bush. The Navy did more of their high-powered sonar tests, and whales started beaching themselves. Air crews look at radiation risk from flying, admitting that they get radiation levels from the sun, which we've always known. GE's got a new nanotech development. A 10 atoms wide nanotube is one of the smallest functioning devices that shrink computer chips. Just a lot of interesting stuff that we're going to be covering, but let's go ahead and go back to the calls here. Let's talk to Tyson in Texas. Tyson, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm glad I got through today. Wanted to kind of relate a brief story real quick. I was home a few weeks ago with my parents, and we saw something on TV about Michael Moore's movie, and my mom said something about them, or, you know, the news saying that the part about the bin Ladens being flown out of the country was a lie, and that he was lying in his movie.
And, yeah, I've heard neocons all over talk radio blatantly say that it's a lie. When Richard Clark admits it, they Judicial Watch, far from liberals, you know, with an axe to grind, got the actual documents that was 160, not 144, like I've been saying. The Miami Herald, the Sun Sentinel, the AP reported 3 days after 9/11 about it. The news went out and even caught video of the bin Ladens getting on board the aircraft. The White House admits it, but the neocons say it's all a lie, just like they say Bush never said there were weapons of mass destruction. The neocons, I've heard them say, Bush never said that. It's an urban legend. So your mom must listen to neocon radio.
Well, I know that my parents, yeah, they're both conservative.
Well, they're not conservative, sir. They think they're conservative, ultimate mind control slaves.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of a scary prospect to think of your parents that way. But
I don't mean to be mean, but okay.
So no, I understand.
What did mommy say? She just said, did you ask her what news said it was a lie? It's like saying, we didn't invade Iraq, it's a lie, it never happened.
Well,
the sun
didn't
come up this morning, it's not made out of hydrogen.
I was pretty certain that it was true when I was talking to her, so I thought, no, that's actual fact. And then my dad said, are you going to believe Michael Moore or Fox News? And I didn't want to answer that question to my dad.
Well, what you do is you go, and you go to Judicial Watch, or you link through at PrismPlanet.com or Infowars.com, and you go to the 9/11 archive, 600-plus articles on Prison Planet alone, and you go to the whole section, Flying Out the Bin Ladens, and you can link through and get the actual Customs Department documents by Judicial Watch and go, here's Judicial Watch that helped get the impeachment going against Clinton. Here are the actual documents. Here is the White House official admitting it. Here is the Miami Herald.
Yeah, that's
say,
that's
Daddy, and with all due respect, put this in your pipe and smoke it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole question, though, you know, how to convince the people who are watching, like,
well, I haven't been watching Fox much, but I don't watch TV. I don't watch much TV to begin with, but it's it sounds to me then like Fox is saying it's a lie.
I think that she was saying that. I'm not sure.
Well, listen, I've heard the neocons, like they're reading off a script going, it's all lies, all made up, it's not true, it's all lies. Man, I mean, Moore has said he'll sue people that make those claims. Well, why? He should, because they're clearly a pack of liars. Now, Michael Moore did misrepresent and manipulate in Bowling for Columbine, but he did not do it with Fahrenheit 9/11. If he did anything, he gave Bush a pass.
Yeah, I kind of thought that, too. It just doesn't make much sense. I mean, you know, my parents, very intelligent people.
They're in, look, in 1984, the smartest people are the best at double thinking. Double thinking isn't something that idiots do. Double thinking is how smart people who are afraid deep down inside convince themselves to ignore the facts. You were trying to say something. Go ahead.
I was just saying it's all about cognitive dissonance. If you get people to, you know, they hear the real story, and then from some other thing that looks credible, they hear a different version of the story, you know, it still leaves a question, you know.
I appreciate the call. Look, that's why Michael Moore was allowed to do this, because the film is not hardcore. It's very interesting, very damaging, but it doesn't cover 5% of the truth. And it says, oh, Bush is just an idiot and in business with the Saudis and accidentally let this happen. He's a buffoon. So that also sets the precedent that it isn't government involvement. But more importantly, because Moore has done some shoddy, manipulative, questionable, dishonest work in the past, which I can say that with confidence, from case point examples in Bowling and other things he's done, Bowling for Columbine, then he comes out with this film, and people know, you know, they can't trust the out-of-control left. And so, oh, the left is doing this, the radical left, so it must be a lie. And so, see, it's easy to believe it, because we're all in this Clinton-era paradigm of Limbaugh's good, and he exposes the evil Democrats, and, you know, we can trust the Republicans. So, you know, everybody's stuck in this error, kind of. Let's go ahead and talk to TJ in Minnesota. TJ, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. I'm a little confused about the broadcast, because what's being aired isn't what I'm hearing over the phone, so you don't have to explain it to me. Anyhow...
Well, no, I want to understand. I don't know what you're talking about. How are you listening?
Shortwave on 9 or 4.75.
And you're hearing something else?
Completely different program. It's not even a long delay, so I hope... You and I are live right now.
Well, we are. They might have had a satellite problem, and then
the station
ran a tape. We'll call and check that out, sir.
Okay, but now to my main point. I left you a message. You probably don't have time to check them all. At 0330 Central on the 4th of July, WWCR broadcast an interview with an Army Light Colonel, Mr. Brian Birdwell. He wrote a book, Refined by Fire. His experiences in the Pentagon, and to me the interview was revealing that something other than a plane hit the Pentagon, but to the author of this book, Light Colonel Brian Birdwell, you know, it built his faith and trust and da-da-da, and he and his wife were greatly impressed about the Secret Service guarding the hospital where the victims were taken, and Bush called him up and congratulated him and da-da-da. But I would like to hear Alex Jones interview this colonel, promote his book if you want, but enlighten him on the other possibilities. He also spoke of this tremendous concussion and vacuum in the Pentagon created by this tremendous explosion. Well, that's not the way jet fuel burns, Alex.
Well, we know the white-hot flash, most surveilled place in the world, and no video of the plane, just a video of a flash. I hear you, and I appreciate the call.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Let's talk to Ishmael in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, buddy. How's it going? Yeah, you should try to wait tables at a seafood house with the name Ishmael. That's when the jokes really start rolling in.
Well, I'm not making fun of your name. I think it's a cool name.
Oh, no, I know. It is funny. Listen, yesterday you touched on urban legend, and you had just given a previous caller submit buzzwords to type into a search engine for the 7-year tax exemption on immigrants.
Yes.
Stupid urban legends on 3 different search engines. That's number one information up there that since 1998. That's their most recent touching on this topic, saying that it's not real.
And again, they say that the government didn't have prior knowledge, that the government didn't lie about weapons of mass destruction. Everything's an urban legend. No, I mean, it's been all over the news. It's admitted that foreigners can get tax exemption. I've talked to them. I've been in their stores.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I'm another vote for having that information reposted on the front page, because I'm excited to be able to pass that on and for sure send that over to them. I mean, I know that it's the front organization there, that Urban Legends is full of it, but still, just to send that link over to them to show that they're lying. And there are other people who link to that Urban Legends as their own definitive answer when
I know, they know it all. I mean, some would say that's where God goes, that it's the brain of God. I don't agree with that, but, just it's definitive.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
In fact, they can tell us whether the unified field theory can be meshed with the theory of relativity. I mean, these guys know everything. The subatomic structure of the quark. I mean, look, these people know where the fountain of youth is at. They know everything.
That's funny.
The government's good, never did anything wrong. There's no mercury in the vaccines. Submit to your government. Worship world government. It's all good.
I'm looking forward to a good search engine. I know it's expensive, but that is going to be a good thing. I've been to your site a couple of times for some other information, and once it was the draft, and I couldn't find anything on there. Yet I knew you had covered it.
Well, the draft stuff's all over the website.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Yeah. That was actually a month ago, though, that I searched on the search engine for your site, and it didn't bring up anything.
Well, it's one of the bills is S-89, and it's in the House and the Senate. And,
right on. Yeah. Thanks so much for your good job.
All right, I appreciate your call. In fact, we have a draft section now on Prison Planet, but again, there's so many sections. Let's go ahead now and go to Vince in Minnesota. Vince, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex Jones, it's a pleasure to be on your show.
Pleasure to talk to you.
Let's see here. We in our state capitol, at the first weekend of August, they're going to have like this celebration, and churches all around in the metro area here, Minneapolis, St. Paul area, are promoting it. But then you look in the advertisement of it and so forth, other areas of promotion is your Star and Tribune. And I'm scratching my head. I'm thinking,
sir, I apologize. I'm not following what you're saying.
Okay.
Something about churches?
Yeah, churches are all around the metro are promoting this celebration of, singing. And what I'm thinking of, it almost sounds like a celebration of freedom or something like that. Something like Sean Hannity would come across with. But anyways, I look and I see that the Star and Tribune is promoting this. And I'm thinking, well, if you're anything familiar with the Star and Tribune, that's the Minneapolis paper, they're the biggest Christian haters in the world. And
well, I don't know about this particular thing, but Bush is recruiting through the churches, buying lists of the churches to hit them up for money, of the members, and no telling what else they're doing with that list. And they paid off the big churches with the promise of this faith-based initiative money.
Okay.
And they are trying to do this ecumenical movement of kind of merging all the denominations. It's very serious.
Yes.
Also, with the voucher program, that will federalize the church schools and bring federal control there, which is being hailed by so-called conservatives. It's a horrible idea.
Yes. Unfortunately, the Christians are being deceived in that. They think they're getting a good deal. But the celebration, I guess it's called Louis Perot. I don't know if you heard of him.
No, I don't know what it is.
Okay, alrighty. But anyways, I thought I'd bring that to your attention here in Minnesota that, I don't know, it's the mainstream churches, or I should say the 503 churches are being so deceived into the...
Okay, hey, listen, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Take care. When we come back, we'll talk to Lou in Texas and others and cover other pieces of news here. Got a whole third hour coming up. I hope your station carries the third hour. A lot of information coming up in that third hour, and I'll mention some of that before we end this hour. Before I end this segment, though, remember PrisonPlanet.tv, where you can subscribe for 15 cents a day. You sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month trial subscription. All my videos are up there. Other great documentary films by other great people. My book, Paul Watson's book, you can download it, read it on the website, print it off for people, whatever. My weekly TV reports, my best radio interviews. I mean, folks, this is amazing. I mean, a book online will cost you $5, $6, $7, and you get both the books, all the videos, everything for $5.95. I suggest you sign up for a year, folks, so you don't have to keep subscribing every month. PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm really proud of the website and the work we've done, and it's a way to reach a lot of people, and it helps support the bandwidth cost of all the websites. We had to somehow make the websites a profit center, and this is a way to also give members that support us exclusive, privileged access to this. So PrisonPlanet.tv, hence television, PrisonPlanet.tv, just tons of new stuff being added every week. So definitely go to PrisonPlanet.tv and sign up today via PayPal or credit card. When we get back, I'll just spend a minute or so giving you the toll-free number and mailing address if you want to buy VHS or DVD copies of my films or other videos and books that we carry at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can also buy those via our safe, secure shopping cart. So again, PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to get those via the web. I'll give you the number and mailing address when we get back, then launch straight into more calls and your news. I'm Alex Jones.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring.
All right,
folks,
if you want to get my film 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, or Masters of Terror, or the new videos we carry by other great researchers, Eric Hupschman's 9/11 Painful Deceptions, or George Humphrey's new film, it's just incredible, 9/11 The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, That's $20, $19.95, free 80-plus page color booklet comes with it. Your conference video is $22. My videos are $25.95, $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 films I've made. Just simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, that's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or call toll-free. Operators are there right now, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. All right, let's go ahead and go to Louis in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones, you're a prophet.
No, I'm not. I'm just an average guy. What's going on?
No, you're not. In my opinion, you're a gifted and wonderful human being that has an important destiny. And I've just purchased your videos, and I'm a new member of Prison Planet TV.
Oh, do you like it?
Oh, it's wonderful. But the thing that bothers me is I think that only 1% of the people will listen. And I am I've emailed you before about this programming, and I wonder if you all could record Fox News and analyze it. I mean, they're doing something because your videos are so great, and Michael Moore's out there making some noise. It's not all completely accurate like what you're showing, but you know, no one wants to listen to anything. I mean, 1% of the people will listen to you. I live in El Paso, Texas, and I mean, no one will listen. Nobody. I've lost, like, so many friends because they just refuse to listen to anything.
Well,
they want to follow
what?
The leader. It's just like Hitler.
Well, do they get upset, though? See, if they get upset, that's because deep down they know it's true. And I have to tell you that different areas of the country have different responses. Some areas, nobody listens. Some areas, 10% listen. In many areas, conservative, liberal areas, north, south, east, west, most people are waking up, but they feel alone because Dan Rather and Peter Jennings and Tom Brokaw tell us that we're all alone. I've done over 1,600 radio interviews, my friend, and almost no one calls in that disagrees with me on other people's broadcasts where the host is attacking me, much less on my own show. I mean, how much disagreement do you hear here? You know, it's just over minor issues, or I'm not hardcore enough, or, you know, I'm not right-wing enough, or I'm not leftist enough, whatever paradigm they're in. But, I mean, listen, maybe in El Paso, I mean, I've heard El Paso's kind of a news blackout zone, kind of a neocon kingdom.
It is. With all the powerful people moving over there to Juarez, I mean, I know billionaires and their sons, and they come over here, and I go to bars and talk to them, and they own all the maquiladoras over there. And I'm telling you what, there's more money in this little town than you could not imagine. GM, people
well, no,
from Australia.
I can't imagine. I know.
But no one will listen, and they don't want to listen. And it's scary, you know. I mean, it's hard.
Well, sir, have you seen They Live?
No, sir.
You should go rent it or buy it. But
what's it called?
They Live.
I'll absolutely go get it today.
You know where you put the sunglasses on and you see the truth?
Right.
Well, you know, it's like when they finally find the traitors, you know, they're down in this subterranean command center, and, you know, their buddy walks up and goes, "Well, guys, you finally joined the team. Everybody wants a little. You know you need it. They can't be beat. They run it all. Why don't you just go along with it?" That's the attitude, Louie.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. But another thing I want to comment about, I didn't know anything until February, and I had a friend in Houston, and he got on to me about being... you know, I thought the Democrats are better, but after this Kerry Edwards saying this Bilderberg little minion...
Hey, I'll tell you what, stay there. Yeah. Stay there. We'll talk about it in the third hour.